Grace, mercy, and Lent and peace be yours from God our Father and from our crucified Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for meditation this evening is taken from John chapter 18, verses 12 through 14, and verses 19 through 24. So the band of soldiers and their captain and the officer of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. First they led him to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had advised the Jews that it would be expedient that one man should die for the people. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." When he had said these things, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If what I said is wrong, bear witness about the wrong. But if what I said is right, why do you strike me?" Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Thus far, God's holy word. In the name of Jesus, who has shown that he continues to abide by his Father's will, that he should die so that we could be forgiven, dear fellow redeemed. Cardinal Richelieu, Richard Neville, the Duke of Warwick, and Rasputin. Each of these men cemented their place in history through what we would call shadow authority. Shadow authority refers to the individuals behind the scenes who wield great power or authority despite not being the in-charge ruler. Cardinal Richelieu was known as the Red Eminence due to the red clothing he had as a cardinal. He consolidated power in France, creating a strong, centralized state. He was responsible for checking the Habsburg dynasty's power, snuffing out the rebellion of the Protestant Huguenots, and paved the way for King Louis XIV to create an absolute monarchy. Cardinal Richelieu was one of the most influential figures of 17th century France, but he was a shadow authority, as he was still beholden to the king and to the pope. For a fun fact, he is also the inventor of the kitchen knife. The more you know. Richard Neville, the Duke of Warwick, was known as the Kingmaker. And that tells you everything you need to know about him. Through his position and marriage, he was one of the wealthiest men in all of Europe, second only to the king himself. Neville was responsible for the deposing of two kings, hence the nickname. And he also was known for playing both sides in the War of the Roses. Neville was an expert at playing in the court of public opinion, always choosing which side would benefit himself, bringing him more power. Rasputin is probably the most famous out of all these figures. He held an unnerving influence over Tsar Nicholas II and Empress Alexandra by seemingly treating their hemophiliac son, Alexei. Rasputin's influence and barbaric behavior played a crucial role in the decline of the Romanov popularity and led to the subsequent Russian Revolution. In our text this evening, we have another character who wants Jesus to die, as well as serving as a shadow authority, Annas. Annas served as high priest for 10 years before he was deposed by a Roman procurator. However, his sons followed after him, serving also as a high priest, including his son-in-law, Caiaphas, with whom you are familiar. As a former high priest and patriarch of the high priest family, Annas held tremendous power and influence, even though he no longer held that office. So much so that the Jews felt compelled to send Jesus before Annas, before he made it to Caiaphas in the trial before the Sanhedrin. One thing we can note right off the bat is that Annas and Caiaphas were on the same page. They both wanted Jesus to die. Caiaphas is the one who said that it would be expedient that one man should die for the people. And Annas wholeheartedly agreed. And we know this because in Acts chapter 4, Annas is still involved in trying to snuff out the proclamation of the gospel. But neither one bothered to consider whether or not this gospel was worth listening to. And so tonight we consider our theme, the high priest wants Jesus to die. Annas' line of questioning surrounded Jesus' teaching and his disciples. And it doesn't take much imagination on our part to figure out what this questioning looked like. The Pharisees and the scribes had been doing this questioning the majority of Jesus' ministry. And the purpose, likewise, is not a mystery. It wasn't to learn or to know more, but in order to find a weak spot in Jesus' defense. Were Jesus' disciples planning a coup or a rebellion? Were they going to lead an uprising during the Passover? Is there anything Jesus will admit to that can make him worthy of death? That is Annas' purpose. And it's not much different from what we see today, is it? People try their hardest to examine the teachings of Christ, the behavior of his disciples, to try and justify what they want Jesus to be. Caiaphas and Annas wanted Jesus to be their scapegoat, to save their authority from being taken away by the Romans. Satan wanted Jesus to be a failure and to die a meaningless death. People today want Jesus to be the reason that they can live in sin. Claiming things like, well, Jesus didn't say anything about homosexuality. Jesus doesn't utter words about the unborn. Jesus doesn't care if I live with someone before marriage. He doesn't speak on it. But the truth is, they really don't care what Jesus teaches or what Jesus came here to do. The same way that Caiaphas and Annas didn't really care about his teaching or his purpose. The world will always and only care about Jesus in so much as it benefits their sinful flesh. So then what do you want Jesus to be? Truth is, we have been guilty of the same sin. We will take Jesus' word on some things, but when his word speaks on a sinful vice of ours, well, Jesus didn't say it himself, then it's okay for me to do. It's picking and choosing which side we want to be on, depending which side would make me look better. It's an attempt at such a shadow authority, is it not? And the problem is, it plays right into the hands of Satan, who wants nothing more than to make Christ's death for you pointless. We must always be on our guard, asking, who is controlling my life? What is God's plan for me? And not, how can I make God fit my life? Thankfully, Jesus saw through Annas' line of questioning and desire for his death. Jesus answered him, I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple where all Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who affirm me what I said to them. They know what I said. Jesus had nothing to hide. His disciples were not planning something in secret, nor did he keep his teachings from anyone. Everyone could hear his words and understand that he had come to be their savior from sin. But it wasn't what Annas wanted to hear. Annas' shadow authority failed to find a reason for Jesus to die. So Annas sent Jesus to Caiaphas in order to put Jesus to death in an illegal manner. But the reason Annas' authority failed? Because there was a greater authority at play. The Father. Jesus would be put to death. Not as Annas, Caiaphas, or Satan wanted, but just as the Old Testament predicted. Jesus would be led as an innocent lamb to the slaughter, the only one who was truly without blemish or spot, but perfectly fit to be the sacrifice for sin on behalf of all people. Jesus would be laid upon a cross, forsaken by God as is a just punishment for sin, and die in shame, though none of his bones shall be broken. Psalm 22. All this was done by the authority of God the Father to accomplish the impossible, so that as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. And as the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. We can thank God that Christ died according to God's plan, so that we can be given forgiveness of sins and a new life that lasts forever. Amen. Priest, rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.